But one of the reasons why the war in Vietnam was able to happen as long as it did was because of this fear of communism. And people pointed to the Vietnamese as their enemy, as if somehow or another, if the country defeated the communist enemy in Vietnam, things were going to be okay at home. People's lives would be better. They would feel better about themselves. And now, of course, with the socialist world in collapse, with the exception maybe of Cuba, what has happened is that other figures have moved into the vacuum that was created as far as the enemy was concerned with the fall of communism. So now the criminal becomes the enemy. The criminal, that the racialized criminal, the criminal that's figured largely as a young black man or a young Latino man, and increasingly as young women of color. But then there's some other figures as well that have moved into that vacuum. And if we look at the extent to which women on welfare have been demonized and represented as those who are basically stealing, pillaging the money that taxpayers earn. I mean, now the welfare system has been basically abolished. It's been basically disestablished. And of course, before the disestablishment of that system, welfare was less than 1% of the budget. And when you consider how much of the national political debate focused on welfare, that must tell us something about the way enemies are created, right?